The American Public Transportation Association's legislative conference wraps up today in Washington, D.C. It's a chance for members to meet with Congress and advocate for public transit on Capitol Hill. And Valley Metro CEO Scott Smith is there, and he joins us now from Washington, D.C. So, Scott, you've been there this week talking to lawmakers about the importance of public transit, especially when it comes to funding. What's your message been?
Well, I think the message is one that has been talked about a lot in Washington, and that is we recognize that infrastructure investment is important to our nation's economic health and to how we get around. And there's been a lot of talk and not a lot of action, and that lack of consistent investment is a concern of all of ours. And that was one of the big topics of discussion among transit leaders.
So you're trying to push Congress to make sure that they understand that investing in and providing funding for transportation amidst the rest of this infrastructure debate is an important part of this?
Well, that's always important. We understand that sometimes when people think transportation, they just think streets, highways, freeways, which are obviously very important. But transit is a big player. Here in Metro Phoenix, we carry almost 70 million passengers a year. It's a big part of our multimodal, complete transportation system, and sometimes that gets overlooked, and we need to continue and be consistent with our investment. It's one of the big problems is that it seems to ebb and flow, and we need to just be consistent in all transportation investment, including public transportation.
Yeah, I know you and I, Scott, have talked before about the debate over the South Phoenix Light Rail extension and the position that has put federal funding in, right? It's been up for a question whether or not you'll be able to keep the federal funding now that the expansion of the light rail is back on the ballot and voters are going to weigh in again. Is this affecting the conversation in Washington in terms of arguing for that funding?
Well, it's a much different conversation than it was last summer. Now that the Phoenix City Council has taken multiple additional actions related and reconfirming their support for South Central, we're all, of course, waiting to see what happens with the August initiative. But we're moving ahead with the federal government in processing their participation in the South Central project. So it's not as significant of an issue as it was last summer before the Phoenix City Council renewed their support for the project.
So from a federal perspective, from what you're hearing in Washington, at this point, if the City Council is behind it, it seems like this will be a go?
It will be a go, depending on what happens in August. Obviously, if depending on how the voters vote in August with the initiative, light rail is the future will be determined.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to note. The initiative in August is just not about South Central, but it's about the entire light rail program.
Yeah.
So if that initiative succeeds, then the light rail program stops. If that initiative fails, then the light rail program, including South Central, will continue on as has been approved by voters on several different occasions.
Right. One final question for you, Scott. So when you're there, you're talking to people in Washington, you're talking about the importance of transit, about things like the light rail. And the problem from the federal point of view is that, you know, you haven't been able to keep that funding consistent. What do you need going forward, especially considering the fact that until August, we're not quite sure what is going to happen with the light rail here?
Well, everyone supports investment. The question is how and how much and how quickly. Like most things in Washington, there's some very significant bipartisan agreements, but not a real agreement as to exactly how to get there. So the good thing is that at least in Congress, we have both Democratic and Republican support for surface transportation, which includes transit. But there is a disconnect between the levels of investment that the administration wants to make mm-hmm. and what Congress wants to make. And so, you know, we're working on that, and it's a good situation to be in simply because everybody recognizes the importance of building our transportation system, maintaining our transportation system. We just need to take that talk and that little bit of bipartisan agreement and put it into action, and that's what we're working on.
All right. Scott Smith, CEO of Valley Metro, speaking to us from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.